This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Support for this show comes from Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one.
Supreme Court says no to fast-tracking Trump immunity.
Big practical victory for Team Trump.
U.S. Israeli hostage reported dead.
Gadi had been shot in the head.
UN approves Gaza aid resolution.
A sea of unimaginable suffering.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. In a one-line order, the Supreme Court says it will not immediately rule on whether former President Trump can be prosecuted for attempting to overturn the 2020 election results. The request was made by Special Prosecutor Jack Smith. CBS legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
If and when they take this up, the case precedent, two cases involving former President Nixon, point them clearly in the direction of saying there is no absolute immunity for prosecution of a former president.
Israel says a dual U.S.-Israeli citizen who was thought to have been captured by Hamas has died. CBS's MTS Tayeb.
The Near Oz kibbutz have confirmed Gadi Haggai was killed by Hamas gunmen there on October the 7th, and that his remains had been held in Gaza ever since. The 73-year-old and his wife Judy, both dual Israeli and American citizens, were last heard from on the day of the Hamas attack when Judy called a fellow kibbutz member to say that she had been shot in the arm, was wounded in the face, and that Gadi had been shot in the head.
President Biden says he's heartbroken by news of the death. The UN Security Council approves a resolution calling for an increase in aid to Gaza. The U.S. abstained. U.S. Ambassador to the UN Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Today, this council made clear that addressing the humanitarian crisis in Gaza needs to remain at the forefront of our agenda.
Deeply involved is what the U.S. says Iran has been in Red Sea shipping attacks. CBS's David Martin.
U.S. officials say an Iranian ship stationed in the Red Sea is providing intelligence used by the Houthis to attack commercial shipping steaming to and from the Suez Canal. The attacks, which the Houthis say are in support of Hamas in its war against Israel, have caused shipping and oil companies to warn their captains to avoid the Red Sea. In a statement today, the White House accused Iran of providing both the intelligence and the weapons to carry out the attacks.
No holiday airline flight meltdowns like last year, but CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports.
With the torrential rain starting to move out of the L.A. area, we're now watching San Diego and Phoenix for potential weather disruptions. And then Denver may see snow. That could also create some delays. But overall, the airlines are cautiously optimistic. This is a storm that may cause some spot delays, but not be a situation where it becomes a Grinch that steals people's Christmas.
On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 18 points. NASDAQ jumped 29. Now this.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Meaning inflation boosts consumer confidence. CBS's Jason Brooks.
The University of Michigan's December Consumer Sentiment Index surged higher from the prior month as inflation expectations plummeted. All five index components rose this month, covering age, income, education, geographic, and political affiliation. And that's only happened in 10% of the survey's readings since 1978. Inflation expectations for the year ahead fell to 3.1% from 4.5% in November.
The migrant crisis is growing along the U.S.-Mexico border and at Mexico's southern border. CBS's Adrian Bard.
A new migrant caravan is expected to head north on Christmas Eve. It includes between 6,000 to 10,000 migrants, according to Mexican media. This comes just a few days ahead of an emergency meeting with Mexican leaders requested by President Biden. The U.S. delegation will be led by Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The Wisconsin Supreme Court overturns Republican-drawn legislative maps and orders new ones in a win for Democrats. The case is one of more than two dozen legal fights over redistricting happening across the country. It turns out reindeer are quite the multitaskers. CBS's Linda Kenyon explains.
While Santa's reindeer are resting up for the big night, they're also doing something else. Research suggests they can sleep and chew at the same time. Studies out of Norway and Switzerland discovered the brainwaves seen in reindeer while ruminating or re-chewing partially digested food often resemble brainwaves seen during sleep. It's not completely clear if the reindeer were fully asleep while ruminating or just in a sleep-like state. Either way, it appears they can do the reindeer equivalent of walking and chewing gum at the same time. Mighty impressive. Rudolph, Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Had a very shiny nose.
Time on the Roundup, 7 minutes past the hour.
Welcome to Fail Better, David Duchovny's new podcast with Lemonada Media. On Fail Better, David, who has experienced both low and high-profile failures throughout his life, explores the vast world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives. Each week, he'll chat with guests like Ben Stiller, Bette Midler, and more about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, he hopes listeners can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's prime time for Christmas markets.
Christmas classics lead skaters around the rink at Bank of America Winter Village at Bryant Park in Manhattan. Nearby, the most popular foods at the event are hot ticket items after the Winter Village was named best in the world by Planet Cruise. We found Kenyatta Shabazz from Newburgh, New York, waiting in the lengthy line at S'mores and More.
I saw it on TikTok and we just have to have it.
It is hot cocoa topped with sprinkles, a Kit Kat, and a blowtorched melted marshmallow. Another it food of the Winterfest is the main attraction at Cheesesteaks by the Truffleist, featuring shaved truffles and truffle oil. Owner Jimmy Kunz.
We basically deconstructed a classic American sandwich and made it bougie and better.
Your new Christmas cuisine. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, New York.
That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Friday, December 22nd, 2023. This broadcast is produced by Lucy Taus and Kathleen Biggins. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
We're in Rome to meet Pope Francis for a rare, wide-ranging interview.
Do you like when you are called the people's pope?
El Papa de la gente.
It is very important to talk about the future. You have called for a ceasefire. Can you help negotiate peace?
Join us for our special hour with His Holiness on CBS.
Pope Francis the First, a CBS News primetime special. Tonight on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.